Exclusive, Wright Stone on UN Climate Panel Admission Apocalyptic Predictions Were Always Implausible. By Hannah Knudsen on May 21, 2026. The United Nations Climate Panel admitted its apocalyptic predictions were always implausible. Geologist Gregory Wright Stone, executive director of the CO2 Coalition and author of A Very Convenient Warming, How Modest Warming and More CO2 Are Benefiting Humanity, told Breitbart News Daily. Wright Stone told listeners that he was happy to deliver good news and the truth about what is actually happening to Earth's ecosystems and to the human condition. Contrary to the fear-mongering routinely espoused by the radical left, he touted huge benefits that are accumulating across almost every ecological niche across the Earth. And humanity is benefiting from warming and more CO2. We should welcome that. We should celebrate it instead, he said, debunking the long-time narrative that CO2 is a terrible, toxic pollutant and will inevitably lead to our demise. On the contrary, Wright Stone said it is not a pollutant at all. If we look at the science, the facts, and the data, number one, CO2 is not a pollutant. It's not toxic, he said, explaining that if someone locked themselves in a room with only CO2, they would die from lack of oxygen, not because CO2 is toxic. Related, Waltz reveals how Trump killed UN global green tax. He continued, right now we're a little bit over 400 parts per million ppm. He said before referencing the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, which he is all too familiar with, serving as an expert reviewer for that very same IPCC several years ago. And they've been touting this, what's called RCP 8.5, he said, explaining this in layman's terms. Representative concentration pathways. They predict that CO2 levels will reach over 2,000 parts per million in the future. We've been pushing back. We, being the coalition experts, have been pushing back against that. And just last week, the IPCC came out, and get this. They said this, what we've been predicting for 15 years. They called it implausible, he revealed, explaining that the IPCC admitted their own predictions were bunk. I would go further, I would call it impossible. And so all these models they're using to predict warming from CO2 that will be unusual and unprecedented. They're all wrong, and this is just one part of it, Wright Stone said, revealing that they also amplify the supposed warming by increases in water vapor, which then increase temperatures even higher, another falsehood. And again we find that's just not true either, he said, offering the biggest takeaway for Americans across the nation and individuals worldwide. The climate crisis does not exist. They should sleep well. There is no climate crisis, and they should sleep well because Earth and humanity are benefiting, not getting worse, he added. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Gregory Wright Stone, May 19, 2026. Host Mike Slater offered another example of failed predictions from climate alarmists, reminding listeners of the failed prediction of Al Gore in 1992. Let me say, Al Gore. 1992 he said Florida would lose 60% of its population due to climate change. This is in 1992. So, there were 13 million people, all right. So that would mean there would be down by 6 million, all right. Today the state's population has doubled, so instead of halved, which is what Al Gore said, it's doubled, he pointed out. Wright Stone said that was a great example and provided one more, showing that CO2 is actually beneficial in so many ways. Carbon dioxide is really a great fertilizer for all types of vegetation, including poison ivy, poison oak, and invasive plants. And because carbon dioxide is an equal opportunity fertilizer, so all vegetation, including the bad ones, will benefit from more CO2. But the biggest benefit we see from rising temperatures, and we're in a warm period, and more CO2 is that of agricultural productivity, he said. Related, creepy billionaire flip-flops on climate. Again. And they don't want to admit this, although they have to. Because it's incontrovertible, is that agricultural productivity across almost every crop, every country, from the cold to the warm, are breaking records year after year, he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.